This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Prexam 2.5, Prexam 5, Prexam 10, Pirindopril, pronounced Pirindupril. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about Prexam. It does not contain all the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor, pharmacist, or nurse. If you get any side effects, talk to your doctor, pharmacist, or nurse. This includes any possible side effects not listed in this leaflet. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of taking Prexam against the benefits they expect it will have for you. If you have any concerns about taking this medicine, ask your doctor, pharmacist, or nurse. Keep this leaflet with the medicine. You may need to read it again. What Prexam is? The name of your medicine is Prexam. The medicine contains the active ingredient pirindopril arginine. Pirindopril belongs to a group of medicines called angiotensin-converting enzyme, ACE inhibitors. What Prexam is used for? Prexam is available only with a doctor's prescription. Prexam lowers high blood pressure, a condition which doctors call hypertension. Everyone has blood pressure. This pressure helps get your blood all around the body. Your blood pressure may be different at different times of the day, depending on how busy or worried you are. You have high blood pressure when your blood pressure stays higher than is needed, even when you are calm or relaxed. There are usually no symptoms of high blood pressure. The only way of knowing that you have it is to have your blood pressure checked on a regular basis. If high blood pressure is not treated, it can lead to serious health problems. You may feel fine and have no symptoms, but eventually it can cause stroke, heart disease and kidney failure. Prexam helps lower your blood pressure. You may be prescribed Prexam for heart failure. Heart failure means that the heart muscle cannot pump blood strongly enough to supply all the blood needed throughout the body. Heart failure is not the same as heart attack, and does not mean that the heart stops working. Some people develop heart failure after having had a heart attack. However, there are also other causes of heart failure. Heart failure may start off with no symptoms, but as the condition progresses, you may feel short of breath or may get tired easily after light physical activity such as walking. You may wake up short of breath at night. Fluid may collect in different parts of the body, often first noticed as swollen ankles and feet. In severe heart failure, symptoms may occur even at rest. Prexam helps to treat heart failure. If you follow your doctor's advice, your ability to perform daily activities may improve. You may breathe more easily, feel less tight, and have less swelling. You may also have been prescribed Prexam if you have coronary artery disease. Coronary artery disease is narrowing of the vessels carrying blood to the heart. In patients with coronary artery disease, Prexam has been shown to reduce some of the risks, including heart attacks. Before you take Prexam, there are some people who shouldn't take Prexam. Please read the list below. If you think any of these situations apply to you, or you have any questions, please consult your doctor. Do not take Prexam if you are allergic to pirindopril, any other ACE inhibitor, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. You have experienced symptoms such as wheezing, swelling of the face, tongue, lips, or throat, intense itching, or severe skin rashes with previous ACE inhibitor treatment, or if you or a member of your family have had these symptoms either spontaneously or in response to another medicine in the past, a rare condition called angioedema. You are pregnant or trying to become pregnant. You are breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed. You undergo treatments where your blood is treated outside of the body, also known as extracorporeal treatments, that may increase your risk of allergic reactions. Treatments such as renal dialysis or hemofiltration using polyacrylonitrile membranes. Low-density lipoprotein, LDL apheresis, a technique where LDL is filtered out of the blood, using dextran sulfate. You are treated with a blood pressure-lowering medicine containing aliskiren and have diabetes or impaired kidney function. You have kidney problems where the blood supply to your kidneys is reduced, renal artery stenosis. You are treated with sacubitril/valsartan, a medicine used to treat long-term heart failure. Failure as the risk of angioedema, rapid swelling under the skin in an area such as the throat is increased. See also tell your doctor straight away, and taking other medicines sections. The packaging is damaged or shows sign of tampering. The expiry date, EXP on the pack has passed. Tell your doctor straight away if you are pregnant or become pregnant while taking Prexin, as it may cause serious harm to your baby. You are undergoing desensitization treatment or have had an allergic reaction during previous desensitization treatment, e.g. treatments using bee, wasp, or ant venom. You are undergoing or you are intending to undergo treatments where your blood is treated outside of the body, also known as extracorporeal treatments. You are to undergo anesthesia and/or surgery. You have recently suffered from diarrhea or vomiting, already hydrated. You are on a salt-restricted diet or use salt substitutes which contain potassium. You have an intolerance to some sugars as Prexin contains lactose. You are taking lithium, used to treat mania or depression. You are taking any of the following medicines, used to treat high blood pressure: an angiotensin II receptor blocker, also known as ARBs, or sartans, for example valsartan, telmisartan, irbesartan, in particular if you have diabetes-related kidney problems; alisketron, sacubitril, available as fixed-dose combination with another medicine valsartan, used to treat long-term heart failure. You have any other health problems, including kidney disease, or if you are on renal dialysis; aortic stenosis, narrowing of the main blood vessel leading from the heart; liver disease; high or low levels of potassium, or other problems with salt balance; diabetes; low blood pressure; heart disease, including hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, heart muscle disease; systemic lupus erythematosus, or scleroderma, a disease affecting the skin, joints, and kidneys. Are of African origin, since you may have a high risk of angioedema and this medicine is less effective in lowering your blood pressure; have abnormally increased levels of a hormone called aldosterone in your blood, primary aldosteronism. If you think any of these situations apply to you, or you have any doubts or questions about taking Prexin, consult your doctor or pharmacist. Taking other medicines. Taking Prexin may change the effect of some medicines, and some medicines may affect how well Prexin works. You may need different amounts of your medication, or to take different medicines. The medicines that may interact with Prexin include the following. Some medications used to treat high blood pressure, including angiotensin receptor blockers, alisketron, see also do not take Prexin if, and tell your doctor straight away sections, diuretics, sometimes called fluid or water tablets, because they increase the amount of urine passed each day. Some treatments where your blood is treated outside of the body, also known as extracorporeal treatments, see also do not take Prexin if, and tell your doctor straight away sections. Some antibiotics and medicines used to treat infections. Some anti-inflammatory drugs, including high-dose aspirin, ibuprofen for pain relief. Medicines used to treat mood swings and some types of depression, lithium, tricyclic antidepressants, antipsychotics. Potassium-sparing diuretics, sources of potassium, like potassium tablet and salt substitutes containing potassium, other drugs which can increase potassium in your body, such as heparin, a medicine used to thin blood to prevent clots, cotrimoxazole also known as trimethoprim/sulfamethoxazole for infections caused by bacteria, and cyclosporin, an immunosuppressant medicine used to prevent organ transplant rejection. Immunosuppressants, medicines which reduces the activity of the body's natural defenses. Vasodilators including nitrates, medicines used to treat diabetes, tablets, and insulin. Medicines which may affect the blood cells, such as allopurinol, procainamide. Baclofen, a medicine used to treat muscle stiffness and diseases such as multiple sclerosis. Medicines used for the treatment of low blood pressure, shock, or asthma, e.g. ephedrine, noradrenaline, or adrenaline. Gold salts, especially with intravenous administration, used to treat symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis. Medicines which may increase the risk of angioedema, a severe allergic reaction such as mammalian target of rapamycin, MTOR inhibitors used to avoid rejection of transplanted organs, e.g. temsirolimus, sirolimus, everolimus. Sacubitril, available as fixed-dose combination with valsartan, used to treat long-term heart failure, see also do not take Prexin if, and tell your doctor straight away sections. Gliptins used to treat diabetes, e.g. linagliptin, saxagliptin, sitagliptin, vildagliptin, alogliptin. It is a good idea to remind your doctor of all other medicines you take. Your doctor or pharmacist has more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking Prexim. For older people or children, Prexim can generally be used safely by elderly people. However, reduced kidney function is often found in elderly people, and in this case, the starting dose should always be 2.5 mg. Prexim is not recommended for children. How to take Prexim? The dose of Prexim you may need each day will be decided and adjusted by your doctor. This will normally be 2.5 mg, Prexim 2.5, 5 mg, Prexim 5, or 10 mg, Prexim 10 once daily for high blood pressure, and for people with coronary artery disease, or 2.5 mg, Prexim 2.5 to 5 mg, Prexim 5 once daily for heart failure. Swallow your tablet, or tablets with water, preferably in the morning before a meal. If you forget to take it, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking it as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose that you missed. How long to take it? Prexim helps control your blood pressure, or heart failure, or coronary artery disease, but does not cure it. Continue taking the tablets for as long as your doctor tells you. If you take too much, taking too much Prexim, an overdose may cause low blood pressure, also known as hypotension. The most likely effect in case of overdose is low blood pressure, which can make you feel dizzy or faint. If this happens, lying down with the legs elevated can help. Other effects like sickness, cramps, sleepiness, confusion, kidney problems, salt, and water disturbances are possible. You may require urgent medical attention. If you think that you or anyone else may have taken too much Prexim, then act immediately. Telephone your doctor or the Poisons Information Center, 1-3-1-1-2-6, in Australia, or go to the Accident and Emergency Department at your nearest hospital. Do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. While you are taking Prexim, things you must do. Take Prexim exactly as your doctor has prescribed. Otherwise, you may not get the benefits from treatment. Tell all doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are involved with your treatment that you are taking Prexim. Make sure you drink enough water during exercise and hot weather, especially if you sweat a lot. This will help you avoid any dizziness or lightheadedness caused by a sudden drop in blood pressure. Tell your doctor straight away if you have excessive vomiting or diarrhea while taking Prexim. Things you must not do. Do not give Prexim to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not use Prexim to treat other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not stop taking Prexim, or change the dosage, without checking with your doctor. Do not stop taking your tablets, because you are feeling better, unless advised by your doctor. Things to be careful of. Take care when driving, or operating machinery, until you know how Prexim affects you. Dizziness or weakness due to low blood pressure may occur in certain patients. If you have any of these symptoms, do not drive or operate machinery. Side effects. If you do not feel well while you are taking Prexim, then tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. Prexim helps most people with high blood pressure, heart failure, or coronary artery disease, but it may have unwanted side effects in a few people. While these side effects, when they occur, are usually mild, they can be serious. Angioedema, a severe allergic reaction, has been reported in patients treated with ACE inhibitors, including Prexim. This may occur at any time during treatment. If you develop such symptoms described below, you should tell your doctor immediately, or go to the Accident and Emergency Department at your nearest hospital. These side effects are extremely rare, but can become serious. Swelling of your extremities, limbs, hands, or feet, lips, face, mouth, tongue, or throat. A fast and irregular heartbeat. Purple spots with occasional blisters on the front of your arms and legs and or around your neck and ears, a rare condition known as Stevens-Johnson syndrome. Difficulty in breathing. Severe blisters, skin rash, itching, erythema multiforme, or other allergic reactions. Talk to your doctor, or pharmacist, or nurse if you notice any of the following side effects. Common, may affect up to 1 in 10 people. Side effects can include cough, often described as dry and irritating, shortness of breath, discomfort on exertion, headache, dizziness, vertigo, pins and needles, changes in the rhythm or rate of the heartbeat, fast or irregular heartbeat, feeling tired, lethargic, or weak, tinnitus, persistent noise in the ears, vision disturbances, hypotension, flushing, impaired peripheral circulation, vasculitis, nosebleeds, nausea, vomiting, taste disturbances, indigestion, diarrhea, constipation, stomach pain, or discomfort, muscle cramps, rash, pruritus, itching, uncommon, may affect up to 1 in 100 people. Side effects can include depression, high levels in the blood of potassium, urea and or creatine, low sodium levels in the blood, mood disturbance, sleep disturbances, difficulty sleeping, abnormal dreams, feeling sleepy or drowsy, fainting, difficulty breathing or wheezing, dry mouth, swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing, excessive sweating, increased sensitivity of the skin to sun, skin rash, or inflammation of the skin, often including blisters that weep and become crusted, increase in some white blood cells, erectile dysfunction, fever or high temperature, chest pain, kidney problems, decreased blood sugar levels, aching muscles, muscle tenderness, or weakness, not caused by exercise, generally feeling unwell, falls, rare, may affect up to 1 in 1,000 people. Side effects can include elevation of bilirubin levels in the blood, increases in liver enzymes, worsening of psoriasis, kidney disease, problems with production or passing of urine, concentrated urine, darkened color, feel or are sick, have muscle cramps, confusion, and fits which may be due to inappropriate antidiuretic hormone, ADH secretion can occur with ACE inhibitors. If you have these symptoms, contact your doctor as soon as possible. Very rare, may affect up to 1 in 10,000 people. Side effects can include hepatitis, inflammation of the pancreas, pancreatitis, eosinophilic pneumonia, runny or blocked nose, sneezing, facial pressure or pain, red, often itchy spots, similar to the rash of measles, which starts on the limbs and sometimes on the face and the rest of the body, joint pain, swelling of hands, ankles, or feet, bleeding or bruising more easily than normal caused by a low blood platelet count, frequent infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers caused by a lack of white blood cells, pancytopenia, a rare type of anemia, illnesses resulting from a lack of red blood cells, stroke, myocardial infarction, angina pectoris, a feeling of tightness, pressure, or heaviness in the chest, changes in the rhythm or rate of the heartbeat, confusion or hallucinations, not known, frequency cannot be estimated from the data available, discoloration, numbness, and pain in fingers or toes, rain or dust phenomenon. Consult your doctor, pharmacist, or nurse if you experience any of these or notice anything else that is making you feel unwell. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Other uncommon side effects have been reported, and you should ask your doctor, pharmacist, or nurse if you want to know more. After taking Prexam, storage, heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep your tablets in the pack until it is time to take them. Keep them in a cool, dry place where it stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Do not store medicines in a bathroom or near a sink. Do not leave them in a car or on a windowsill. Keep them where children cannot reach them. Keep the container tightly closed. Disposal. If your doctor tells you to stop taking Prexam, or the tablets have passed their expiry date, return any leftover tablets to your pharmacist for disposal. What Prexam looks like. Prexam 2.5, a white round convex film coated tablets containing 2.5 mg of pyrindoprilarginine. Prexam 5, a light green rod shaped film coated tablets engraved with the Servier logo on one face and scored on both edges containing 5 mg of pyrindoprilarginine. Prexam 10, a green round biconvex film coated tablets with the Servier logo on one face and a heart on the other face containing 10 mg of pyrindoprilarginine. 30 tablets are supplied in a white bottle containing desiccants and equipped with a white child resistant screw on cap. Ingredients. Each tablet of Prexam 2.5 contains 2.5 mg of pyrindoprilarginine as the active ingredient and a number of inactive ingredients. Each tablet of Prexam 5 contains 5 mg of pyrindoprilarginine as the active ingredient and a number of inactive ingredients. Each tablet of Prexam 10 contains 10 mg of pyrindoprilarginine as the active ingredient and a number of inactive ingredients. All tablet doses include lactose monohydrate, magnesium stearate, maltodextrin, hydrophobic colloidal anhydrous silica, sodium starch glycolate, type A, Macrogol 6000. All tablet coatings include glycerol, high promylose, and titanium dioxide. The inactive ingredient specific to Prexum Fivus, premix for light green color coating, chlorophyll and copper complex. Prexum Tenus, premix for green color coating, chlorophyll and copper complex. Prexum is registered on the Australian Register of Therapeutic Goods. Australian Register Number, Prexum 2.5, Ostar 194884. Prexum 5, Ostar 194885. Prexum 10, Ostar 194886. Manufacturer, Prexum, is a product discovered by Servier Research International. It is distributed in Australia by Servier Laboratories, Ost, Pty, Limited, Level 4, Building 9, 588 A Swan Street, Burnley, 3121, Victoria. Phone 1-800-153-590. This document was last revised in July 2022.